next guest is a recently retired Pro Bowl offensive tackle. Ladies and gentlemen, Raiders legend, Mr. Donald Penn. Donald, how's everything going for you?
Everything's good. Thanks for having me. Everything's good.
Appreciate it. So how's your offseason going?
It's going real good. Just enjoying the kids. They finished school about 2 weeks ago, so they're in the pool right now. So if you hear a little screaming in the back, they're in the pool having a ball. But, yeah, just enjoying the kids, just in a retired life. And I just started golfing. I just started learning golf. So I've been taking golf lessons for about 3 months off and on. So I'm trying to pick up the golf game now.
Cool. So what was it like? I saw you had to sign up one day to retire as a Raider. How cool was that?
It was real cool. You know, I was trying to do something different, man. I was trying to do something that never been done before. I asked if I could retire Raider and Buccaneer on the same day. And Mr. Davis wasn't having it. Mr. Davis was like, man, you're a Raider. You better retire a Raider. You know how much I love you. Don't insult me like that. Like, you better come retire a Raider. So I was like, hey, come on. Like, I just had to do it. But I got so much love for the Bucs, so much love for DC. But I have a lot of love for the Bucs and the Raiders, though.
That's awesome. So speaking of the Bucs just won the Super Bowl in February, which feels like 3 years ago, because there's been nothing going on at NBA, but these fans are going nuts waiting for football to get back. What were your thoughts on the game, and were you surprised they smoked Kansas City?
Yeah, I knew Kansas City was going to be in trouble with the O-line being banged up. You know, if you can't protect your quarterback, especially in the Super Bowls, you're not going to be able to do anything. But, you know, I thought they were going to be able to do a little bit better with the offensive play call, because, you know, Andy's a whiz. And even with the pressure, did you see some of those throws Pat Mahomes was making? Like, they should have been caught. Like, I was looking – when me and my son watched the replay, I was like, whoa. Like, when I actually saw the replay, I watched it right while I was like, you don't really see it. When you saw the replay, you see him fall, I'm like, this dude's incredible. But I was happy for the home team to win. I'm glad they got it back. Brady's out there doing the thing. I'm glad they're back on top. I think I'm planning me and Akeem to leave my old teammate. We talked about going to the first game, so I think we're gonna go to the opening on Thursday. So we're planning on that. So I'm gonna be excited to go back down.
They're playing Dallas, if I'm not.
Yeah.
I think 100 days from today. So
exactly, I saw it today.
We're getting there. And then with the Raiders, what do you think? I actually just had Solomon Thomas on the other day. He just recently signed. What do you think? What are your expectations for them next season? It's got a loaded division this year.
I mean, I think they got a lot of people are really worried with their draft, but I mean, Gruden, and I think they got a plan. I think they really got a plan. I think they know what they're doing. So we're going to see. I'm excited. I'm going to try to get out the training camp, see what this young kid is looking like. I'm very happy for Colton. You know, he got a big deal. I'm very happy for what they're going to do, but I really hope we turn things around and get it going. They're right there. You know, they just haven't, and man, even when I was there, you know, our defense were up and down. They need defense. Carr's going to put up points. They need somebody just to keep him right there where Carr can just put up enough. He's going to put up points. Gruden's going to score. They need somebody just to help him out a little bit on that defense to stop him. They always been last in the league in defense. So hopefully Gruden got his old guy back. He's coached there with me in Tampa too, back in the day. So Gus, he's good defense coordinator. So hopefully, I think all they need is a little bit from that defense. If that defense shows up, the offense is always going to perform. No matter who's out there, Gruden's going to make something happen.
Yeah. Do you think they regret trading Khalil Mack?
Shit, I regret it. Shit. I mean, shit, that's my Khalil beast, man. I mean, you know, I might feel more because I personally battled against him every day, like in practice. So I knew what type of animal he was, you know. So I got a piece of him almost every day, you know, especially when he was young coming in, didn't know how to practice yet. You know, he was going hard every play, but I kind of wish that was something that we didn't do. But hey, you know, during that thing, I was full support of Gruden, and you know, Khalil's happy. I talked to him still now. He's happy. Everything works out for a reason. But I really, if I could change it, I wouldn't have done it.
Were you there from the outset from when he got drafted out of Buffalo?
We both, that was my first year there too. We both came in with the Raiders our first year.
Well, what was it like to seeing like this kid, like, wait a minute, why is this kid just like, basically he's not, it's sort of like, what was it, FBS Buffalo? Like, yeah, how'd they miss out on this guy?
I'm like, man, who's this little kid getting drafted this early? And then we got to practice. I'm like, okay, now I know why he got drafted that early. I learned quick. Like, I said, okay, I got to adjust it, you know? But he was so cool and so humble. Like, Khalil's just a good dude. Like, he was like a sponge. He just wanted to learn. He was just asking questions. Like, I'll tell him my stuff. I was telling him, like, bro, I can't tell you everything at the training camp because you can't use it on me during practice. He was asking too much. But I said, bro, you got to wait at the training camp. Right before the season, I'm going to give you all the arsenal. But I said, I still got to stop you in practice, you know? So we just always have good battles.
Was practicing against him just make Sunday easy?
It did a lot, though. But, you know, I played in the AFC West. Man, people underestimate who I went through twice a year, no matter what. I had Von Miller, Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa, Tamba Ali, Justin Houston, D Ford. Every item twice a year, no matter what. DeMarcus Ware when he was in Denver. Like I had no breaks. Like, it was like, I'm playing left tackle. I'm like, you know, every week was hard. And this was in their prime, too. This is when Melvin got his big deal, when Bosa came in. You know, Tamba, that's when D Ford left Kansas City to get his big deal. I was battling against him all the time. Houston, man, it was always a battle. But it did really help me to get me prepared for those guys, because Khalil is very similar to all of them.
Yeah. Then when I ask you, a couple of tackles went in the first round this year. You had Penei Sewell go to Detroit. Then you had Rashawn Slater go to the Chargers. What do you think of their game?
I want to see how Sewell's going to catch back on, because, you know, he missed the whole season. He set out. So I want to see how he's going to catch back on, how quick he's going to pick up. But he has the athletic ability. He has the strength. He has the size. He has everything. If he could pick up quick, you know, in the offseason, get his timing down. Because that's one thing about people don't know. Linemen, we have timing. You have to have, like, as a tackle, you have to have that rhythm, that set. You have to have timing. So I feel like if he gets his stuff down, taking off next year, last year, he's going to be good. But I think he has all the tangibles. I'm excited to see him. And then the other guy, man, whew, I don't know what they put in the water these days. Did you see him front squatting?
Yeah.
Like, what? What? I would never even try to front squat nothing that much. Like, even if I was in college, like, so I'm really excited to see what he's going to have going. I'm really impressed with him. So I can't wait to see what he's doing at his next level. So I'm really excited to see what these guys got.
Do you think the Raiders did enough in free agency?
You asked me a lot of questions about my Raiders. I wish they would have did more.
Yeah. Are you expecting like a monster year from Waller? Because I feel like we've always been like, oh, he's one of the best tight ends in the league. I think he could potentially be the best. Do you think this is that year?
He had a monster year last year to me. I mean, I think he's just going to keep building. I just feel like he's got to stay healthy. I think he's one of the elite. I remember when it was funny. I'm going to tell you guys a story. When Jared Cook was with us, and Jared was balling that year. Then they brought Waller on the practice squad. And I was messing with Cook. I said, you see your protege? And come to find out, they released Cook after that year, and Waller ended up coming. I'm like, man, I think about it all the time. Like, man, I should have never spoke that up, because me and Cook, we just laughed off. Like, yeah, it was like, bro, we were both like, man, dude's good, because we're watching my practice kill. So we're like, yeah, dude's gonna be talented, but we never knew it was gonna really, really panned out that way. It was crazy, but I'm glad Jared's still doing good and doing his thing.
You ever asked Jared about that incident at Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, I never did.
Really? Was that by choice, or you never got the opportunity to? Because that
never even thought about it, man. Like, I don't be thinking about stuff like that when we in there. Like, we don't think about. You don't really ask.
Chicken head? Look at the chicken head. That was some wild shit right there.
Yeah, I didn't ask you that.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And so I want to ask about your career. How'd you end up at Utah State?
Man, it was a weird long story. I went to high school. I didn't start playing tackle football sophomore year high school. I was getting recruited heavily. I committed to Arizona week four of my high school year when they came out to play. I think they played UCLA, USC. They came to my game, came over after I committed. So, you know, with all the other schools, I'm thinking, boom, Pac-10, close to home. I'm at Pac-12, I'm happy. The coach gets fired at the end of the year. New coach comes in, is like, nah, we want to go a different direction. You know, you didn't sign, you just verbally committed then. So it was only a couple schools around. You know, Utah State, Oregon. I got offered by Oregon. I wanted to go there. They wanted to gray shirt me. Back then, a gray shirt is where you got to pay for your first semester, and they put you up on second semester. We tried, but my mom, of course, she didn't get approved from the loan, you know. So I ended up, I had a couple other schools. Utah State was one. They came and watched me play basketball, one of my basketball games. And Jeff Hoover, rest in peace, O-line coach. Man, I wouldn't have made it where I'm at with him. Even though he was only there like my first 2-3 years in Utah State, but he was stayed in contact with me. They offered me, he told me, like, if you start 4 years with your athletic ability and you get all that exposure and repetition, he said, you'll be able to make the league. And that's all I really wanted to do. So I just said, let me go to Utah State. And I ended up starting 4 years. And I mean, it worked out. You know, I went free agent. I didn't get drafted, but it ended up working out. So I wouldn't change it.
What was that?
I always wish I went to a bigger school and had those big things, all that stuff, but – Hey, I'm hopefully my kids will. I'll be able to watch them do it.
Utah State doesn't have that nightlife.
Oh, nah. It's changed a lot now. Now they're killing. They're doing good. New school. Do everything. They're balling out now.
Yeah, say it. Bobby Wagner was over there, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's one of the guys. Him and Turbin, they start changing that thing around.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I wish me and my group could have did it, but we will not. But when no guys came in, a lot of respect for them. They really turned the program around.
So, what was your draft process like? How did you not get drafted?
Man, it was tough. I got invited to the combine. I went to the Hula Bowl, so I played in the Hula Bowl. The week of practice, I mean, I'm killing. I'm balling out in practice. Like everybody, I'm getting interviews now by teams. I'm like balling out in practice. Man, first play of the Hula Bowl game, running back comes right off my back. Good block on the linebacker. I'm driving him. He gets tackled in the back of my knee. I roll up. I tear my MCL. My dumbass, you know, pride, trying to get drafted. I go out there still trying to play. I give 2 sacks in the fucking All-Star game, trying to play with a fucking limp knee, taping it up. When I think, you know, I'm pride. I'm like, man, I got to go. So then finally, I'm like, man, let me just not hurt myself no more. So I set out, flew back to Utah where I was training, got the MRI. Knee blew up on the plane, 8-hour flight. Knee's fucking like this big. Like, the team doctor wants to do surgery. My agent's like, no. Same night, I get on another flight. I just landed from Hawaii. My agent flies me to St. Louis to meet with the St. Louis Rams doctor. So I go out there. So knee swells up even more. Go to the doctor. He's like, nah, you don't need surgery. Thank God. So I recovery. So I go to the combine. Like, I'm a very athletic person. Like, when I was training, I was running 4.9 40s. You know what I mean? Like, I was going to go to combine test crazy. You know, I ended up jumping like a 32-inch vertical. You know, like I was going to test good. Like, but I went to combine hurt. Couldn't do anything. Then I came home. I had pro day. I had 3 teams getting ready to come to my pro day. Man, a week before my pro day, I'm training. I'm running. I pull my hamstring. I'm still recovering from the knee injury, but I'm finally, I was going to run at the pro day. You know what I mean? A week before that, I was clocking myself at low 4.9s. My coach, my Utah State strength coach. He was the strength coach at 49ers and the Vikings. He'll test to it. He was clocking me, low 4.9s. Next week, for my pro day, I tell the team, only one team showed up out of the 3 months I told him I was hurt. So it was just ended up going free agent. Phone was ringing all second day, but nobody ever came through. Ended up going free agent and put another chip on my shoulder. And Minnesota hit me. End up going there, you know. So
you said they were calling on the second day, but what were they telling you? Because they didn't draft.
They're like, hey, we're gonna get you on this next pick. We're gonna get you. You good, you know? And then they'll pick somebody else. They'll pick another lineman. Like, I was like, me and Whitworth were the only people that survived the longest out of our class. And he was a draft pick. Yeah. He was second round. I was free agent. We were the longest ones, the last out of our draft class.
That's what.
And I then so in position too, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because it's unheard of for, like, an offensive tackle to have as much success as you did to not get drafted. I feel like now if you don't get a guy in the first round, they're always like, I don't know how he's going to do.
Hey, you know, bad thing is, too, all them teams that called me and didn't pick me up, when they called me after for sign-up or free agent, I was like, nope.
Oh, really? Oh, interesting. So the Vikings never called you and kind of gave you that?
They called me, but what the Vikings told me, he's like, I'm going to try to get you in the 7th round. He was honest. Yeah. But if I can't, I'm the first one to call you for a free agent.
Oh, cool.
He was brutal honest with me.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys tell me, I'm going to get you. They call me during 6. Like, Dallas is calling me a lot. They call me during the 6, 7. They draft like 3 tackles that year, and they all were trash. Like, all of them. Right?
So what did the Vikings tell you? What did they say? They like a priority undrafted free agent? You had a shot to make the team? What were they telling you?
Yeah, they said I had a shot, you know what I mean, to be a backup, because, of course, they have my boy, who's still one of my good friends, Brian McKinney, man.
I've had him on. He's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he helped me out a lot. You know, he was there. So, like, when Tampa called me week 4, bring me on active, I was on practice squad. I was like, I gotta go. I said, I'm not gonna play behind Brian McKinney. Like, he's fucking, he was in his prime. He was killing. He was top paid. He was fucking the man. I'm like, I gotta go somewhere else. I'm gonna play. And then they just had a second round pick right tackle that was starting. So I'm like, I gotta. So I took one to Tampa. And then, hey, everything rolled. Yeah. In the right place for me.
And much better weather too. Not as cold as shit. Yeah.
I left the week before it started snowing too.
Really? That's wild. And then you get to Tampa, you just instantly become starter? How'd that happen? What was that process like?
Oh, don't know what they doing. So yeah, I'm sorry about that. So yeah, when I got to Tampa, I was on the active roster, and then I wasn't, you know how you're inactive? So yeah. I was practicing. Hold on real fast. My bad.
Oh, good. No worries at all.
Yeah, so you were at
Tampa. So you get to Tampa. What was that whole process like?
It was cool. I had a great O-line coach in Bill Muir. I had a great assistant O-line coach. He's the head O-line coach at the Rams right now. And he was great. I had John Gruden there. So I got there. My first practice, I'm going to get Simeon Rice, Hall of Famer. He's like giving me everything I got, but I'm kind of hanging with him a little bit. You know, everybody's like, oh, shoot, like, who's this? You know what I mean? So I started picking up. And then, you know, the older guys, they had a lot of older guys on the team. They had Brooks, Derek Brooks, Sheldon Corals, Rondé Barber, Booger McFarland.
Oh, he was on that team? Okay.
Yeah, they had Simeon Rice. So I had a lot of older guys, and they were like Joey Galloway. You know, my quarterback was Jeff Garcia. And they were like, bro, you got a little – they were telling me, like, you got – a little something. So I just started picking up, and then, you know, I was on inactive that whole year. So that off season, I just worked. And then a little story, I'm not gonna say that, but so then when I got back to training camp, I went out there, like, I'm taking people's heads off. Like, I'm out there. And then they signed a free agent left tackle from the Giants, Lou Pettigrew, gave him some money. So he came and started, he helped me out a little bit too, but so I'm backing him up. I'm like taking people's heads off. They got me taking every single rep in camp. Like, the trainers messing with me. They're like, bro, you okay? Do you need an IV? They're like, bro, because I go from left tackle to right tackle, left tackle to right tackle. And, you know, the vet, he wasn't practicing every day. So I take all his reps. So I was just, man, they were killing me. Like, but I wasn't, you know me, I wanted to get where I wanted. So I ended up winning the swing tackle spot. You know, I ended up winning the swing tackle spot and extra tight end spot. At the end of the year, you know, I had a great training camp. I had a great preseason. And so season, I'm playing extra tight end. You know, we're going to week four. I think we're 2-1. We're playing at Carolina. I'm sitting there watching the game like normal, waiting to, if they call a little thing for me going extra tight end. I'm doing field goal and stuff like that. So somebody gets hurt. I'm over there looking. It's like third quarter. I'm looking like, damn, who's that hurt? I couldn't see. And then my O-line coach runs up and hits me in the chest. Man. He was like, do you not want to fucking play? I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't know where my helmet was. None. I'm like – it was left tackle went down. I'm like, oh shit. So they find my helmet, I grab my helmet, I run out there. So we end up, we were a close game. We end up pulling out. I mean, I played pretty good. I played real good. So come the next week, dude towards ACL, Luke, out for the whole year. So a lot of people are thinking like, is he gonna go get somebody else from nothing? Groom was like, man, I got faith in Dom. I'm rolling with him. So the next week, my first start of my career against the Colts, Dwight Freeney. In Indianapolis, Peyton Manning's the quarterback in the dome. First start. So I go out there and I do my thing. Dwight ran me over twice. I got two holding calls on him, but he ain't getting no sack. But I held my own. We got blew out. They won. They had the ball majority of the time, thank God. So we weren't out there that long. You know, Peyton was ball control, but then I just started. I ended up balling that year, just kept going. And then the next year, they were bringing Luke Pettigrew back. I don't know what happened. They ended up cutting him during camp. And I ended up staying at me starting. And I started 170 straight games after
that. Wow, that's unbelievable.
Three Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
190 total games later.
Yeah, that's wild. I have a question. Were you there when Jameis got there, or was that after you left?
Nah, Jameis was after me.
Okay, that's interesting. So what was it like to some of those years in Tampa, like when you guys weren't playing so well? You're playing well personally, but the team was kind of struggling a little bit.
Man, it was tough, dog, because you know how many Pro Bowls I should have made I ain't make, man, just because, you know, Tampa's not – we weren't well-known. We weren't popping. We weren't on prime time. Like, yeah. I wasn't out there like that. And I may have so many Pro Bowls I think I should have made. Like, it was a few years where they just caught – it was the same people. No matter what they did, it was the same people every year. I'm like, come on, bro, like this – stop. So I finally snuck in one year. Then, you know, I got to the Raiders and we turned that thing around, you know, more. But Tampa, it was just tough, man, because I felt like we were just so talented. We just couldn't get over the hump, man. It was just like we had so much talent. We just couldn't get over the hump. We just couldn't get it right. And then we wanted to so bad. We worked so hard. It was tough. But I loved it out there. I loved playing for them. I loved it out there. The owners are great. Yeah. City's great. Fans great. Like, I loved it there.
Yeah. And then so How'd you end up with the Raiders?
Well, Tampa released me after 8 years, which I know they probably still regret. I talked to Jason, who released me. He regrets it, but hey, you never know. But they got a hell of a left tackle now, though. So I give him props.
Went to my high school.
Oh, okay.
Donovan? Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing his thing, man. Doing his thing. Much respect to him. I was a free agent. And bad thing that killed me, Tampa cut me 4 days in the free agency. So all these tackle, everybody's getting signed up, and they cut me. Like, why? If you knew, like, you should let me hit it before. You know, my boy Davin Jones, they cut him 2 days before free agency hit. Like, you know what I mean? They should have did that. I wish they would have did that. That's one thing I wish they would have did. But it worked out good. I had Washington. Jay Gruden was there. You know, he coached me in Tampa. Doug Williams was there. They were all in front. Bruce Allen was my old GM that brought me in. McVay was the co-coordinator. But they wanted me to play right tackle. I wanted to do it, but I'm not no right. I'm a left tackle. Raiders, I grew up a Raider fan. I live in L.A. Childhood team. They struggling. They were making a lot of moves that offseason. I'm like, man, let me see if I could go help turn this thing around, even though, because that's the team I grew up and I love. I said, man, let me see if I can bring this team back to greatness. And after I signed with them, they had a great draft. They probably one of the best drafts ever. Carr, Gabe Jackson, Khalil Mack, you know, Jelly. We had a lot of people that year. And, you know, I thought it was going to go. And I ended up having five of one of my best years ever. And I had so much fun. I mean, it was just great. I enjoyed it.
It's awesome. I have a question. What's your best Gruden story?
Man, it's a few. I remember one time he was I think I got a penalty or something. And I saw him on the other end, and I saw him walking to the field to meet me, to yell at me, cuss me out. So I started jogging the long way. Cause you know, our O-line bench always the other end, so I started jogging the long way. So he had to like walk, he had to chase me basically, because I was trying to avoid him. When he got to the sideline, bro, he didn't do it like everybody here. He walked up to me, I sat on the edge of the bench. He cussed me out of my motherfucking ear. hey, and then he said, and then you gonna make me fucking chase you. Oh, and he cussed me out like it was apparent. But man, I got ultimate respect for Gruden, man. Crazy thing is, he brought me into the league and he took me out of the league too. So
that's
all love. I saw him. I told him if he needs anything, you know, I'm probably gonna try to get out there and work with them, with the linemen and stuff during training camp. Cool. But nah, it would never be no Donald Gruden to give me a shot. So
yeah, that's awesome. Were you there when they brought Marshawn in for that 1 year?
Yep, I was part of that.
What was it like having Marshawn Lynch as a teammate?
Bro, I remember who hit me. I think I forgot. Somebody hit me. I think it might have even been his agent. Like, what do you think about Marshawn? Because Doug's real cool. My agent, Doug's real cool dude. Like that's my guy too. Like, you know, even though he doesn't represent me, I still like we're cool. So, and I hit Sean. Like, I'm like, and then you know, Sean, he don't like. I'm like, bro, you gotta do it. So I started like, hold up, we about to. You know, I'm in Oakland too, so I gotta come over. You know, I started like doing my little beard in, like boom, 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 boom. But Sean really wanted to play for the home team. I kind of knew what was going to happen. They just had to get the numbers right. But I kind of knew what was happening. You know, one thing he really wanted to do big, he wanted to put the beast mode. That was one big thing of the negotiation. He wanted the beast mode thing to be part of the Raiders because he's Oakland. Raiders, Oakland. He wanted to brand. And Mark Davis let him brand the Raiders stuff with the beast mode. I think that was one of the biggest things that he wanted, because he's so Oakland. He wanted to bring that beast mode brand with Oakland, with the Raiders. And it was true. I mean, he was living the dream too that year. So
you think he's done, or you think if they called him, he could just jump back out there?
If the situation's right and he got a chance to win the Super Bowl, he's going to come back.
That's wild. That's wild. And I want to ask you about your season in Washington. Obviously didn't go too well. What was your experience like in D.C.?
It was cool, man. Man, they was like, they got some good talent there. When Jack Del Rio got the job, I called him. I said, bro, I said, that defense you walking into, I said, he walking into a room full of hogs. You know, they got some talent there. And I think they got to get their offense together. I think Fitz is going to come give them a good year or two so they can find them a quarterback. But they need to get some more, I think they need to get a little more offensive weapons. But that defense is going to be powerful. that D line, Payne, Ignatius, those two young DNs. You know, they got my boy coming back to safety. I mean, that defense is tough. We practically just said D line. I'm like, damn, darling, y'all, they really good. Like now that front seven, that defense is really gonna lead them. They just gotta get the offense. They ain't gotta do too much because the defense ain't gonna give it too much. Offense ain't gotta do too much. But I'm looking forward to that too. I'm gonna go catch some games too this year.
How many quarterbacks did you protect during your season in Washington?
Oh, in Washington, shit, I had Colt McCoy. I had I didn't have Alex. I had Colt McCoy. I had one Colt McCoy.
Was you had Case there?
Yeah, Case and Dwayne. Colt, Case, and Dwayne. I think that was it. Yeah.
Colt ever try to get you to try his milk? You ever try? Did you guys tease him about that?
Colt a cool dude, man. He's a real cool dude. It's great too, cause you know I used to watch him in college and all this stuff, and then you know you end up being teammates. So that you know I used to play with Alex Smith in college. Now let me tell you a story about Alex Smith too. Like I want to be honest too. Like when I walked in to watch them get my physical, I saw Alex. I'm like, hey, what's up? Cause you know we played college, So I'm getting my physical. They unwrap his leg. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I even told Alex this. I said, bro, I didn't think he was ever gonna make the back. I looked at that. Like, I didn't think he was. I ain't told him, like, bro, what are you doing? He said, no, I'm gonna try and see if I can do it. He said, if I can't do it, I'm not gonna do it. He told me straight up. He said, but I'm gonna try to see. When I saw that, I never thought, but dog, that dude was there every day putting in work. Man, I'm so proud of that dude and his story and what he did. I'm just happy I was able to witness it. And I'm mad at myself that my mind was thought that it wasn't gonna happen. I'm mad I put that thought in my head. But I'm man enough to say I'm happy I see it, you know. But when I looked at it, you should have seen how it looked. I didn't think so. But I got more praise. I'm so happy for that story. It's a beautiful thing.
When he went out there, I forget what game it was. Was it this past year? Was it the?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Was it the Niners game? Was it the Niners game? Or the Rams.
Rams.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember. I switched as soon as I heard. I switched it. I had to watch. I watched the rest of that game.
Were you holding your breath? Because I was
going on the first hit. I just wanted to get up from the first hit. As soon as he got from the first hit, I said, "Oh yeah, that's all you need." He was good. As soon as he got up from that first hit, I had to see him get up. As soon as that first tackle, and that was a good one too. You saw Aaron jumped on his back too. So I was like, "Oh yeah, let him get up from this. He good."
Yeah.
And you see after that, he didn't miss a step. That's all he needed. He had to get that little shake that first hit.
Yeah. Then I want to ask you, since Haskins is no longer in Washington, he's now in Pittsburgh, what do you think he needs to do to solidify a long-term NFL career?
Stay focused. Stay focused. Get him a small group of people that really care about them and only about him and stick with them and stay focused. Stay focused. Stick to his craft. Stay focused.
Yeah. And then to
Talent's there.
Yeah.
Talent's there. Stay focused. Learn the playbook inside out. Learn the defense inside out. Talent's there.
Yeah. So you think he could potentially be the successor to Big Ben? Because I don't know how long this dude's going to play, but somebody's got to take over.
If he learns that playbook inside and out and puts all this 110% into it, he could do it.
Interesting. And then I want to ask you, what's your prediction for Washington this year? How do you think they're going to do? Obviously, we've got an added game, which is going to make the schedules, all the records look weird as hell. But how do you expect their season going?
I think they're going to make the playoffs. They shot me last year. I think they did good in the draft. I think they didn't do too much in the free agency, but I think they did enough. I think they're gonna shock a lot of people. But you gotta see how Dallas gonna come through too. I'm not really too worried about the Eagles right now, but you gotta see how Dallas gonna come through next year. But I think if they sneak a couple of close ones away, they're gonna make the playoffs.
Do you have any sleeper teams you think might shock everybody this year?
I think the Rams gonna do pretty good.
They got Stafford. They got a loaded defense. They got a loaded offense.
McVay ain't gonna give up all that and do something like if he don't know. Like Rams and Seattle going. Well, so you already know about Seattle. I think Seattle's gonna really be a lot stronger this year.
Yeah, and then where do you want to see Julio land?
Man, I wouldn't mind him going to the Raiders. To be off, I'll be real with you.
Yeah,
I would not mind him going to the Raiders.
They'd be scary with him, Ruggs, Waller, Josh Jacobs. It'd be scary.
I would not mind him going to the Raiders.
Yeah, that's wild. And then that's really all the questions really have for you. How can people follow you on social media, keep up with you and everything you got going on?
DPN 72 on Instagram, and I think it's DPN 70 on DPN70 on IG. I mean, on Twitter. Cool. Yeah, DPN72 on Instagram. That's two N's, and DPN70 on Twitter.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, appreciate you taking the time to chat for a few minutes today. It means a lot.
You have a good one.